Now, a campaign to bring in a 20 miles per hour speed limit in part of Peterborough could take an important step forward later. The City Council Cabinet is meeting later to consider setting up a cross-party working group to explore the options of a reduced speed limit in Werrington. Last month, we told you about a petition that was launched to lower speed limits in the area from 30 miles per hour to 20. Residents said they felt concerned that some streets, often those used by older people and children, were just too unsafe. Roger Proudfoot is the man behind the petition. Morning, Roger.
Good morning, Dottie.
So it seems like you might have started a conversation here.
Yeah, it was. I presented the petition to the full council, and it sparked quite a debate amongst councillors across the city, actually. And it was clear that it's not just Werrington where this is a problem, that in a number of other wards across the city, there's obviously speeding problems in residential areas too. But this is a step in the right direction. It's great news. The working party will hopefully fully consider the situation in Werrington, and hopefully we'll get a positive outcome.
How many signatures did you get on your petition in the end?
We got 590, but we had a requisite kind of 500 to achieve in order to spark the debate at full council. So we submitted it once we'd got well over that target. But I've had lots of other comments from residents who didn't sign the petition who would have, so it would have easily gone well over that.
And just describe to us the nature of the problem in Werrington. Why are you worried?
Well, basically, we've targeted particular streets where we know that there's a high footfall of elderly residents, children, people visiting the local services. And it's been quite notable that people are speeding through, particularly through the village area. And even yesterday, we had a smash on the junction of Church Street and Lincoln Road with two vehicles involved. Now, I'm not saying that necessarily speeding was involved there, but clearly, if people are travelling at lower speeds, then you're much more aware and it's less likely to happen. And there's just a general concern that people are driving too fast. And I know that the council are monitoring the situation, which again is good news. So they are looking to see what the level of speed is in that area.
Right. And what exactly do you want to come from this meeting today?
Well, I don't think they'll have all of the information that they need to make a decision today. So I think it'll be an initial start-up meeting to discuss the issues around the area to kind of consolidate the view of residents. And I know the local councillors are going to be involved in the discussion too. So hopefully it'll be a starting point. And then once all the information that they identify that's needed is gathered, they'll make a decision around whether or not we can have 20 miles an hour. Now, I appreciate 20 miles an hour is not a silver bullet.
Well, it isn't, is it? That's kind of what I was going to say.
But it will be a step in the right direction. All the indicators from other cities are that it does lead to reductions in speed. And I know from talking to residents that they will have a natural pacing effect. Many of us will be looking to drive at that speed in order to pace those people who would want to carry on speeding through the area. So there will be that natural pacing effect, which will lead to a reduction in speed. And also, what we're hoping will happen is we'll get an increase in confidence in residents, and linking to what you were talking about earlier in terms of your steps challenge, we know that 20 miles an hour will lead to an increase in walking and cycling, and that's what's happened in Bristol, where they've introduced 20 miles an hour.
Okay, Roger, great to talk to you again. Roger Proudfoot there, the man behind this petition regarding 20 mile an hour speed limits that are desired for Werrington. Claire George also with me, who's the Prevention and Enforcement Manager at Peterborough City Council. Morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Is Roger right that 20 mile per hour speed limits, even if they're not enforced 24/7, that they have the effect of slowing some traffic down?
I'm sure they'll affect slowing some traffic, but what we would do as part of the working group, if it was approved today, is we will go out and look at evidence from cities across the country to see what effect 20 mile an hour limits have had, not just in terms of casualty reduction, speed compliance, but also in modal shift. Are we seeing increases in walking and cycling?
And why is that important to know about?
I think it is important because the more people that start to walk and cycle. You're cutting down on traffic in the area. So it's gathering all the data available and also looking to see what the Department for Transport guidance is around 20-mile-an-hour limits and putting it all before councillors so they can make informed decisions.
Do you acknowledge that speeding is a problem in Warrington?
I can't speak yet because I haven't got the facts. We're currently undertaking some speed surveys in the area so we can gain an idea of what speeds are going on those roads.
Okay. In terms of other residential areas in Peterborough, have you also had complaints from others elsewhere?
We've received requests for 20 mile an hour. One area that we might look at if the group is recommended is Hampton has recently implemented a 20 mile an hour limit. So we'll also be able to see locally what effect these have.
OK, and the meeting today is potentially to set up a working group to look at this. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. The report will go to Cabinet with some recommendations and then it is up to Cabinet to approve. And depending on what they approve is how we will take it forward.
And how quickly might the change happen?
Well, to start off with, once approved, we would have to set up the group. But while that is going on, officers are already gathering evidence to put before them.
OK, so when might Roger see some 20-mile-an-hour signs going up in Warrington if all of this goes ahead?
I wouldn't want to put a time limit on it, but I think one of the recommendations in the report is to report back later this year to Cabinet.
OK, Claire George there, Prevention and Enforcement Manager at Peterborough City Council. That meeting taking place at Peterborough City Council's offices later on.